Well, it's lovely to be with you on this first Sunday of the new year, and a happy new year to you all. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. God of light, we look around and we see your brightness shining, shining in the dark places, shining in the forgotten places, shining with power, warmth, and grace. Please shine on us today and help us be prepared to shine our light for all people. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And a prayer of confession. Abundant God, forgive us when we are jealous of the gifts of others and fear being deemed less important. Shine your light of reassurance on us, we pray. Forgive us when we do not shine our light to others and do not rise up and confront the dark corners of our world. Shine your light of challenge on us, we pray. Forgive us when the treasures you have entrusted to us stay in our treasure chests and are not shared. Shine your light of generosity on us, we pray. Amen. May the God of light and healing lift up our eyes and help us see where we can share our gifts. Lift up our hearts and help us to feel the pain of others. Lift up our lives and help us to give where there is need, that with sins forgiven and confidence restored, we may serve you and those around us. In the name of Jesus, amen. And Andrew has our first reading for us.
Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning at the first verse. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks be
be to
to
God.
God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 72, which we say together. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills, the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be called blessed through him. They will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name for ever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And Andrew has our second reading for us.
Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So, what springs to mind when you think about a journey or taking a journey? Often we think about going somewhere new and exciting, or about going somewhere we love, somewhere which holds special memories. When I have been on a journey, it is often a time of mixed emotions. I'm terrible at packing, but sometimes I can feel excited, a bit trepidatious, full of anticipation as to what may lie ahead all manner of things. The return journey does not evoke the same emotions for me at all. After all, it is a journey home, back to the familiar, returning to what we know. Return journeys for me do not hold the same sense of excitement and expectation, although, if I'm honest, they may contain a huge sense of relief. It's over, and I have survived. In today's journey, we focus, in today's gospel reading, we focus on journeys, but I would like to focus on the return journey. Christmas cards often show the wise men on their outward journey, one arm pointing upward to a star as they journey on. The image is one full of determination and purpose. Those wise men will follow that star at all costs. But as I said, in today's reading, there is also mention of a return journey. As the wise men return home, there isn't a star to guide them. I wonder how that affected the way they felt. And how had meeting Jesus after all those months of travelling changed them? And what exactly happened when they got home? They would have been away for a very, very long time. Years and years, in fact. Did they just go home and shout, "Cooey, I'm home!" I'd love to have known what the reply was. We are told that the wise men came from the east. That would have involved crossing deserts, mountains, valleys and plains, all led by a star. It would have been a long and difficult journey. The wise men's inspiration and motivation was that star, which they believed heralded a new king. They were determined to pay homage to him. And quite understandably, when they found themselves in Jerusalem, they went to Herod's palace to inquire after the new king. News of a newborn king was unwelcome. Herod did not tolerate rivals, but craftily and cunningly, Herod hides his true feelings and pretends that he too wants to worship the new king. After summoning the priests and experts, they discover that the new king is to be born in Bethlehem. Herod sends the wise men to Bethlehem and asks them to return to Jerusalem once they have found him. The wise men continue to follow the star to Bethlehem, and there they find Jesus with his mother Mary. They give Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and most importantly, they worship him. And that is the end, the climax of their journey. But actually, that's not it, not by any means, because there's a return journey. And the Bible sums up that return journey in one single verse. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The warning was needed because Herod had no intention to let another king live, even if he was only a baby. And Herod has a track record of murder. He had murdered his favourite wife and her two sons. So much for being a favourite. The wise men exercised their wisdom and packed their bags and left. They went back by an alternative route, but this time they had no star to guide them. The star was no longer needed. It had done its work. It had guided them to Jesus, the Saviour. I found myself wondering this week how the wise men felt, especially as they had no star to guide them. I imagined the relentless voice of a sat-nav urging them to return to the route. But their challenge now was to return home by an alternative way, a road they had not travelled before. I can imagine how they must have felt, They must have been more uncertain than their outward journey, more afraid, having to test the way, change direction, retrace steps when they had taken wrong turns. They must have passed through unknown landscapes, strange towns and villages. They must have felt vulnerable, and they would have looked so odd and out of place. They would have been the subject of curiosity and attention. I expect this journey must have seemed longer than the previous one. I wonder whether they fell out with each other. Did they consult old maps? How did they navigate the alien and the unfamiliar? And for the wise men, the return journey was spiritually different. When they had set out, they'd been on a mission. They'd been on a quest. They had found what they were looking for. They'd found Jesus. They travelled full of hope, and they had not been disappointed. But the journey home would have been different. They must have spent hours reflecting on what had happened and trying to make sense of it all. No wonder they needed a long journey to be able to do all that. I suspect that even if the wise men had travelled home by the same route they had come, it would have been different. They were different. They had met with Jesus. And when you meet with Jesus, life will never be the same again. Lives are changed by encountering Jesus, the Messiah. Those who respond to Jesus desire to put God at the centre of our lives. This changes everything, absolutely everything. Our values, our way of life, our beliefs. At this point, when we have encountered Jesus, in many ways we begin our return journey. For, just like the wise men, we are going home by an alternative route. And when we do so, we do not travel alone. We are not lost, neither are we directionless, because we travel with Jesus, and we are travelling home to be with God forever. Amen. Andrew's going to lead us in our intercessions.
Shall we pray together? Eternal God, whose birth in human form we have celebrated and welcomed, we gather our thoughts and prayers for those in need at the dawning of this new year. As the old year passes, we embrace the new. This new year. This is our prayer. We pray this today for those who have spent a lonely Christmas and a lonely New Year. May those who turn to you in prayer find comfort and peace. This New Year, this is our prayer. We pray for those with no family to turn to, no friends to support them, no neighbours who care. May they find inner strength for the day ahead, and companionship in knowing you. This new year, this is our prayer. We pray for those whose Christmas and New Year celebrations have been to excess, and yet it brings them no peace, no love, no joy, no purpose, and gives them no meaning to life. This new year, this is our prayer. We pray for those whose homes feel empty or changed as the result of the death of a loved one. Those surrounded by the grief of loss through illness or violence. For all those whose Christmas celebrations and New Year reveling is indelibly scarred by the death of others. We pray for the families and friends of those who have died in the tragic fire in Switzerland on New Year's Eve, and for all the young people in hospital with life-changing injuries. this new year, this
This
is
is
our
our
prayer.
prayer.
We pray for all those whose illness weighs them down in these long dark days of winter. Those who face another year of pain, discomfort and uncertainty because of waiting lists and NHS crisis. And we pray especially for Steph, Jack, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, John, Tom, Margaret T, Elizabeth, Joy, David, Tony, Julie, Herbert, Ali, Brian, Alison, Margaret R, and Nigel. We remember Rackenford School as the children go back this week, and Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. And we pray for the family and friends of those who have recently died. Jill Childs, Eunice Oakes. This new year, this is our prayer. We pray for workers who feel compelled to strike to get a better standard of living, to keep their heads above water. For all those negotiating pay and conditions and all those refusing to change their stance. Give us all compassion and care that trenches are not dug and disruptions prolonged. This new year, this is our prayer. We pray for peacekeepers around the world who strive to bring order out of chaos, who strive to turn spears into plowshares, who strive to bring civility to cruelty and abuse. This new year, this is our prayer. We pray for those areas of the world in crisis, either natural or man-made, as this new year unfolds. Venezuela, Ukraine, Afghanistan, the United States and Canada, Somalia, Ethiopia, Congo, Haiti, South Sudan, Syria, and the Holy Land. May this year be the time for conflicts to be resolved, care shown, and equality sought for. This new year, this is our prayer. There is a time and there is a season. For us now, may this be the time to reach out in thought and word and deed to those for whom we have prayed. Amen. And the collect for the second Sunday after Christmas. God our Father, in love you sent your Son that the world may have life. Lead us to seek him among the outcast and to find him in those in need. For Jesus Christ's sake.
Amen.
Amen. So our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father
Amen.
In heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for, today and always. Amen. May we see God's light shining in dark places this week. May we have the confidence and energy to arise and to shine God's light to those we see and meet, so that all people might know Jesus, who is the light of the world. Amen. Thank you very much, everyone. It's lovely to have your company on this first Sunday of 2026.
And
May you have a very peaceful and happy week ahead until we meet again.
Thank you, Steph. It's snowing again.
Is it?
Yep. It's in Mackintosh. Yeah.
Oh, well. Go carefully. Don't keep going if it's tricky, Helen.
No, we won't.
Take care of everyone.
No. I think you'll be the only place apart from Oakford that's carrying on going.
Oh.
I think everywhere else has
cancelled. I don't know that we are. We might not be. I don't know.
Anyway.
No risks.
Anyway,
everybody.
Have a good week.
Yes.
Bye, everyone. Lots of love, everyone. Lovely to have you with us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. God bless. Thanks, Andrew. Thank you.
Hey, pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.